Royalties and Robbery Toward God. 1899. As the light was given to me from the Lord in regard to the royalties on books, there was presented to me a development of the spirit that was controlling hearts. There was the leaven of selfishness that has been introduced, and the result was presented before me. Now the attempt to settle this matter would not be to the salvation of the souls of any. As many persons are not worked by the Holy Spirit, a state of things would be developed of a character that many do not dream of. Captain Eldridge would come in with claims that are after his blind estimate and unlawful judgment of the value of his labors. When others were doing the work accredited to him, he was receiving more than he ever earned, and more has been drawn from the treasury than was just or right. It is robbery of God's treasury. Others would also make their claims, when they were the very men who received much more than they should have had after the high wages order was introduced. And having acted their part in involving the office in the greatest embarrassment by their own devising and planning, they were the very ones who had restitution to make, and thus it stands on the books of heaven. But the very men who had figured largely and with secret methods to rob the ones who should have had altogether a different treatment will selfishly take advantage of circumstances to make some things appear that are altogether out of the way to advantage themselves. The Lord God of Israel will judge for these things. One subject was clearly revealed, that every penny of money raised in behalf of the southern field should not have been transferred to any other object. Both principal and interest are now to come to that field from the ones who appropriated that money. For if there had been faithful stewardship of this means, a much greater advancement would have been seen in the work. The work has moved very hard, and the workers have not had the encouragement they